But I wanted to just strike a note again about the foundation of what this chapter is about and really what the gospel is about. Again, when Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, this great teacher of Israel, and he makes this statement to Jesus, he says, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And so again, to Nicodemus and whoever the we he's talking about are, the others who feel this way, they've acknowledged that Jesus is from God, but he says he's a teacher. And the reason they say that he's from God, and the reason that they say it's obviously God's with you, is because of the signs. Now, when you hear and I said a lot, particularly in the Old Testament, God being with you, remember what glory is. And we're created for glory. Glory is the revealing or the manifestation of God's presence and his nature. So attributes of him. So when heaven shows up in a moment, that's God, that's glory, it's his presence and his nature showing up. And so what they're basically saying is that there's a glory about you. God is with you. There's a glory. It's obvious that God's manifest. There's something about you and that you're from him. You've come from God. And it's because of the signs that you walk in, because there's something supernatural about your life. Now, Jesus could have said, well, look, obviously the reason that that's true is because I am the Messiah. I'm the God. But he didn't say that. He humanized the scripture because the incarnate Christ is trying to communicate again that he's coming into the world, he enlightens every human. That Jesus is a revelation of normal humanity. Remember that. That why did God come and clothe himself in flesh and blood, our fallen flesh and blood, for 33 years. Why didn't he just show up a couple of days before the crucifixion, take us into himself, die for our sins, crucify the old man, raise up a new creation? There are a number of reasons, but one of them is that he came to show us as second Adam how humanity is meant to live. And so don't let the enemy rob you when you see Christ doing something, going, yeah, but that's Jesus. If somebody says to you, yeah, but Jesus forgave them from the cross, you say, yeah, but that's Jesus. Jesus is the truth about you. Because Jesus' answer is not, again, saying, I'm the Messiah. Jesus' answer to him is, let me tell you, Nicodemus, what you're watching and what you've seen can be true about you and any other human being. Because unless you're born from above, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. You said, I've come from God, and it's true, but you, and the word here, I just saw this today, really, looked it up. Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, so this is a big deal to Jesus, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. The word see here is the Greek word to heart see, like the eyes of your heart that Ephesians talks about. It's the word, not just the words like seeing in the Greek, is the word horizon. Like there's a new horizon. You just see things from your heart. It's a perspective thing from the inside out. Jesus said, when you're born from above, you see from the inside out the kingdom of heaven. You with me? Everything in the Christian life that's authentic happens from the inside out. It's not an imitation. It's from the inside out. And the word that Jesus says in verse 3, he says, for I say to you, truly, truly, unless one is born from above, but the word one there is actually the word anyone. Unless anyone is born from above, they cannot see the kingdom of heaven. So when he comes to Christ And he says, look, obviously you're from God. Obviously the glory of God's on you because of the signs that you do. Jesus said, let me say something to you, Nicodemus. You should be encouraged by what you see because this can be yours too. It can be anyone's who's born from above. Because when you're born from above, the way I've lived is I see from kingdom of heaven. Later he talks about being born from above. You enter the kingdom of heaven. And so what Jesus is saying is once you're walking in that reality, Jesus, though on earth, says later, we looked at this yesterday, and no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. Jesus is saying, even though I'm on earth, I'm living as one in heaven. And therefore, heaven has a culture. Don't you know? Heaven has a mindset. And Jesus is saying, the explanation for the signs that he does, the life that he's living, the glory of God on his life is because he's seeing everything from the mindset, from the culture of heaven. And he's reacting from that culture and from that mindset. Okay? So like today, I was told something, but I fussed about it. Fussed at them a little bit, or fussed about the situation. But let me just say, that didn't happen in heaven. That's not part of the culture of heaven. And I know that you never fuss, but I'm just telling you, I did. And not living like that is so glorious. Heaven is so heavenly that when you do something like that, it is so horrible. Not because God thinks you're horrible, but compared to what the experience is of living from the inside out, from heaven out, is so glorious. It's just like horrible. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like I've been living on the best brownies in the history of the world, and somehow I just took a bite of a brownie made out of dog poop. He says in verse 15, that whoever believes may in him have eternal life. See, when you and I are born from above, born of the Spirit, we said this, you now have his DNA because the way that works, the way you're birthed is that you're placed in him. And in him you have this ages to come kind of life. It's in him you have this heavenly life. And that you and I, now as those who've been born from above, that's why he says again, the wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit. Do you understand we're talking about journeying through John and seeing the love of God? When Nicodemus comes to him and says to him what he said, Jesus explains, I'll tell you how much God loves you. You can live the same way I'm living. You can be born from above, placed in me, and live the life I live. I can live my life through you. You can live from the inside out, and where it says, it's like the wind, you don't know where it's going. So is that like where it comes from, where it goes, just like it's true about everyone who's born of the Spirit. There's no explanation for a Christian, there shouldn't be, from the world's perspective. Like, how in the world can you react that way? How in the world do you handle that like that? How in the world can you do that? Think about Jesus, when he said the signs and the things that you do, when you live, when you're heavenly and you're seated in a heavenly place as though your feet are on the earth, Jesus said twice in John 17 about his disciples, he said, they're not, just like I'm not of the earth, they're not of the earth. Because I'm a citizen of heaven in Christ. I have his citizenship in heaven. Hear me? You don't just become some citizen, scrawny little citizen, sort of second-class citizen in heaven. You have his citizenship, for it's in him you have eternal life. That's powerful, right? And so though we're in the earth, we're not of the earth, and therefore there should be. Now, again, CTKers, I hope this is getting in you and you're not going to be tired of it, because you're going to hear this again Sunday, because we all need to get this. Every Christian needs to get this. This is 101 Christianity. There should not be a logical explanation for the life that you live. And when you see somebody, when Jesus saw somebody and he saw crippled or he saw somebody sick, from the inside out, what's heaven's culture about that? What's heaven's mindset about that? Heaven doesn't see a person just sick. Heaven sees the kingdom, the reign of God. And when you see that superimposed over that, you impose it. Because the kingdom of heaven is more powerful than anything on this earth. You with me? Just think about it. You live in the culture of heaven. That's where you live. You have the mind of Christ. It's a heavenly mind. That's your new nature. That's your DNA. And that mind lives in the consciousness of heaven and lives in the culture of heaven, the mindset of heaven, and sees everything from the inside out and responds with heaven's response, with the kingdom of heaven's response. You're a citizen of heaven now, not one day when you die. And the citizens of heaven are supernatural beings walking this earth. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.